Are you looking for a deeper connection this Lenten season? Join us for a daily journey through the Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. This new book offers personal reflections on the life of Christ and the good news he brought to us. It's more than just a book. It's a companion to the daily podcast devotions we are launching on Ash Wednesday, February 18th. Whether you prefer a digital screen or holding a book in your hands, it's available on Amazon as a paperback, hardback, or ebook. Let this message resonate in your life this year. Pick up your copy on Amazon today.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. Making God visible. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. No one has ever seen God. That's a bold statement, and it might surprise us at first. Well, what about Moses on the mountain? What about Isaiah's vision of the throne room? What about Ezekiel and the wheels within wheels? But the Jewish teachers understood something important. Moses saw God's glory, but not God's face. Isaiah saw the hem of God's robe, the train filling the temple. Ezekiel was careful to say he saw the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. These are protective phrases, theological qualifiers. They saw manifestations, revelations, glimpses. But God's essence, God as God truly is, remains beyond human sight. So if no one has ever seen God, how do we know God is real? How do we encounter the invisible? John gives us the answer, and it is disarmingly simple. If we love one another, God lives in us. Love makes God visible, not in some abstract, mystical sense, but in concrete, everyday action. When we love our neighbor, we are not just doing something nice, we are participating in a revelation. The unseen God becomes recognizable through human faithfulness. We are made in God's image. That's what Genesis tells us. But that image is not a static thing we possess, like eye color or height. It is something we enact. When love remains just a word, just a sentiment we feel, but never act upon, the image stays hidden. But when love becomes active, when it takes the form of kindness and generosity and honest engagement with our neighbors, then the image of God becomes legible. People can read it in our lives. This is what it means for God's love to be made complete in us. Not that we perfect ourselves, but that God's own character becomes visible through what we do. We become, in a sense, everyday theophanies, not burning bushes or pillars of fire, but ordinary people through whom the invisible God shows up. Our Father, we cannot see you with our eyes, but we can make you visible through our love. Help us to be faithful in this calling so that others may catch a glimpse of you through us. Amen. This episode was written and read by Jim Stovall.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.